أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار ثم يبعثكم فيه ليقضى أجل مسمى ثم إليه مرجعكم ثم ينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 60 of Surah Al-An'am. In the ayah we discussed yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about His extreme knowledge and His extreme Qudrat. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala applied that to different aspects insofar as the universe was concerned. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala applies it, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala shows us His Qudrat, His power, and also the knowledge of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala insofar as we ourselves are concerned, our life is concerned. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us a very practical and a very daily example of our own lives. Allah says, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ. It is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who completely draws you, completely takes control of you, بِاللَّيْلِ at night. When a person goes to sleep, like in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sleep is the sister of death. In other words, it is very close to death. When a person goes to sleep, what actually happens? He loses control over his own perceptions, over his own thoughts, over his own mind. He loses control over his own speech. He cannot speak when he wants to. Rather, when he does not want to speak, sometimes the speech starts coming out, the talk starts coming out. He cannot hear. He loses total control of it. And of course, in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicates towards this, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya, alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. All of this is indicative that sleep is a resemblance of a person's mouth. So when a person leaves this world, when a person goes to sleep, it is as though he has left this world because he has lost control of much of his body. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا جَرَحْتُمْ بِالنَّهَارِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you have done during the day. In other words, at night, everything else is in control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are in more control of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala than at any other time. And we have lost control over ourselves completely and totally. And whatever we do during the day, all of that is in the total knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَبْعَثُكُمْ فِي. Then in the morning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings you back to life in the sense that now you have control over your senses, your thought, your mind, your perception, your speech, your hearing, and all the other senses that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has availed to you. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? لِيُقْضَى أَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. So that the promised time may be fulfilled. What is this promised time? The time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us in this world. It is a time that none of us have any knowledge about when it would be, but every day Allah ta'ala gives us life, and that life that Allah ta'ala gives us after we get up, that is also a very fixed time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. And then obviously there will be that time when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will command, and then our ruh will be totally extracted, taken away, and of course then we go to the hereafter. Hence Allah ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. A while may pass, but then to Him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَرْجِعُكُمْ is your return, and then ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُكُمْ. That return also is not just an ordinary return, that return is for another purpose. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform you. Everyone in this world, no matter what his creed may be, no matter what his belief may be, no matter who and where he may be from, will know that there is death. It is not in actual fact a matter of iman also, but everybody has the full knowledge that one has to leave this world. It is what happens after leaving this world. If we go through the different concepts that has been spoken about by the people of this world, what we will call theories, we will find that there are about 200 theories with regards to what happens at the time of death and what happens after death. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, maut is not the end of it. But after maut, there is an entire another life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform you of what you had done. One is the questioning by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Insofar as the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to question us. How we spent our youth, how we spent our time, how we earned our wealth, how we spent our wealth, all of that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will question us. But insofar as our amal are concerned, one is this, like in the ayat we discussed yesterday, one will be the proof and the evidence insofar as what was written in the books of deeds. Iqra' kitabak, you read your own kitab. Otherwise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full information, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will inform us insofar as what we had carried out, insofar as our deeds in this material world is concerned. So in short, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this very great qudrat, this power of Allah ta'ala and the knowledge of Allah, the power that Allah ta'ala takes away our perceptions, our senses when we go to sleep. Allah ta'ala reinstates it the next morning. That is the great qudrat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When we're going to leave the world, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for us to remember that we are here on this journey towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. When this journey comes to end, the reasons may be different. Some people, they will leave this world because of illness and sickness. Others leave this world with other causes. But at the end of the day, we all have to leave this world. And this is this message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us in this ayat and this verse. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.